Hey guys, it's Getting Real with the Cockney Buddha. Boy, it's getting warm and humid out there now here in Florida. I do hold a certification in counselling, and I like to get the word out to others and try and help somebody. That's what this is all about, building a community, building that community. I use podcasting as one of my tools, and it's a really good tool for me. And I'm using it as a tool right now just to go over something that kind of happened today. So keep tuned in, guys. And listen up, because this is all about getting real. It's about me sharing certain things that may happen, as well as talking about difficult subjects. This one's about you, though. You're not responsible for making other people happy. No way, no how. But this one kind of got me this morning, and it's just made me want to put a message out there about it. So grab yourself a drink, sit down, and tune into the podcast. And, like I said, this one kind of, you know, well, I'm not kind of. I don't know why I'm saying kind of. It happened to me today. I woke up not exactly feeling the full shilling, not feeling brilliant, probably because of I've had a couple of, like, really late nights. Going to bed early morning, which that does me no favours at all. Not with mental health or anxiety. If you've got anything like that, and then you're all of a sudden you're starting to feel a bit tired, and then you're starting to feel a little bit grotty because of that tiredness. Let me know. Does it start making you feel a little bit like, oh god, right? The old anxiety seems to pick up a little bit. You might be feeling a bit, ugh, you know, you're tired, your energy's down, which ain't no good in the first place when your energy's down, right? But anyway, so, well, you know, yeah, I woke up a bit like, And I stayed in bed a little bit longer because I wasn't feeling exactly brilliant, but got, you know, I'm all right now. Got my feet on the ground. PPA. All those that know what the PPA is know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Positive progressive actions. Doing those things that get you moving. So, anyway, and then something came up to where, I don't know, it put me in a little bit of a different mindset, and I don't mean a good one. when you're, and you know, like I said at the beginning of this, about not being responsible for other people's happiness. And I kind of tuned into, okay, what am I feeling? I'm not going to go into details of what exactly happened, but I went into, okay, what's going on with me right now? What's my emotions doing? What's the anger? What's happening? And, you know, this just, it cropped up. I was thinking about it, and it was bleeding, bothering me. And then I thought, I'm not responsible for somebody's happiness at all. I'm not even responsible for fixing or anything like that. And it's got nothing to do with a client whatsoever. So it's not that. It's not my work. But you know when you get that, you know when somebody will say something and you look at it and you think, I don't like that, right? Because it's not jiving with what's actually there in front of you. It's like, okay, it's like if someone says a direct thing to you and it's coming from, I don't know, it's probably coming from a place on them, right? But you get something said to you and you look at it and all of a sudden you have that little bit of, like, feeling responsible for it or something. And I think I kind of, I must have gone there. But then when I started thinking about all the shit that I've done before that and some of the things that I brought to mind, I thought, what am I kidding me? Am I kidding myself? You know, I had to check in with myself a bit. Because, you know, it wasn't related. The way I was feeling was like not good. And my anger came up and I was feeling a bit like judged, I guess. Judgment. Not seen for what has been done. Not appreciated, maybe. The belief that, you know, hey, everybody has a freaking life, right? Everybody's got work. Everybody's got things going on in their life. And there I am in a position this morning where I wasn't particularly feeling the brilliance, right? And hearing something to where I'm like, yeah, all right. Right? Because it's like, come on now. You know, and then tuning in and thinking, I'm not responsible for this. You are quite entitled, every single one of us, to choose what we wish to do. Every single one of us can make the choices we want to do. We're not responsible for making someone happy and making our choices through obligation or out of some kind of reason to make that person feel great about themselves. Can we? Yeah, if we see an opportunity to where, you know, even if it takes a smile, right? If there's a person there and they're feeling it and you're not doing it out of obligation, meaning feeling pushed to do so, and you're doing it from a heartfelt place, that smile to somebody, and then they get a feeling out of that where it could turn them around. That's gold. And all you did was smile, or you talk to someone, or you do something to where it's from your heart. You're not feeling pushed to do so, right? And, you know, when something's looked at you as or as out of inference or anything like that, where something's pushed to you where all of a sudden it's like, oh, so because someone supports you, you're expected to drop everything and be that person back. Even with what I do for a living, you know, I tell people, hey, listen, if you're going in an area in your mind to where I've gone to, where you're going into that dark area and it's not a very good spot, and you get a hold of me, you know, I've helped people through those areas. I'm not available 24/7, absolutely not, even with the work I do. But there's, you know, I might not even be able to get to it at that time that they send a message. And by the way, anybody that's in that kind of position, have a few people that you can get a hold of. Because if you go to one and you're not getting a hold of them, go to the next and get a hold of them. Just let them know. But I'm not available 24/7. I've got things that I do, right? I work. Sometimes I'm in session, you know. Sometimes I might be doing something else. Sometimes I might be doing something towards it. I could even be bloody podcasting. I don't know. But it's what you want to do. And if that's what you want to do, you're not obligated to drop all that to go and help somebody out when it's not. If it's a life and death situation or someone's really tied up and they're like, oh shit, me freaking, I'm moving today and you got a truck or something. They're like, oh, you know, and they call out and they're like, is there something you can do? If out of your, again, out of your heart and not out of obligation, out of love, if you say, you know what, let me look at my calendar. All right, I can move that around. Da, da, da. Yeah, all right, I'll give you a hand. But, you know, again, it comes with boundaries. You got an hour because I've got to get back and I've got to do X, Y, Z. Then shit, man, you know, go ahead and help someone out because it's going to make you feel better that way. But if you do something out of obligation, you are not, repeat, not obligated to do something to make someone happy. Happiness is an individual thing on everybody. And yes, sometimes we look to people and we want some help. Absolutely. I get it. Stretching out a hand. Maybe looking to someone to go out and maybe, you know, have a laugh, a bit of a laugh to help the mood around and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with asking people you love and friends and family and ex, you know, whoever, et cetera, whoever. And if that person is okay and they're not like in some kind of spot to where they can't, remember they may want to, but they're not in a position to. And we don't take offense to those people. We don't look at those people as, you know, non-supportive or non-caring or anything of the nature. There's boundaries that come in relationships. You're not there for that person 24/7. You're not there for that person at a beck and call. You're not there for that person to make them happy, by the way. And I keep saying that, right? You're not. And I want to play you something, because I had a, my daughter does oracle readings, and she's got some decks, and I said to her, hey, would you mind doing a reading on me? And she's like, no, I'll do it. So I want to play this to you, because this is my daughter. And one of the cards came up. I thought, yeah, I want to do a podcast, because one of the cards that came up kind of really touched on the subject. And I thought, okay. So I'm going to play this for you. This is my daughter with one of the oracle cards that came up.
Hostilities, defenses up, aggressive energy. This card shows a man raising his sword in readiness to do battle. When it comes upright, it reveals a situation where hostilities towards you are about to be or have already been engaged. The aggressive energy may be verbal or emotional, with someone in your environment being excessively critical, demanding, or hurtful. In a work or social situation, there may be backstabbing or out-and-out slander going on. This is different from deceit card because the hostile energies are more apparent, more overt. In fact, you may have been living with them for some time, but whenever this is new or old energy, now is the time to regain control, allowing dishonoring treatment from others and an open invitation to the universe to send you more. It may feel risky, but you need to have the courage to stand up for yourself now and always.
There you go. I wanted you to share that. I nearly played it again there. I don't know if you heard that little bit coming in again. I nearly played it again. But that kind of hit a bit of a note when that card came up, and I saw it and I thought, I wonder what that is. Because looking at the picture, I thought, that's a bit weird. That's kind of landed on the table. but just remember that, guys. Just remember that, because you're gonna have people that are gonna turn around and say you ain't supportive, or you ain't doing this, or you ain't doing that. And then I don't know where it could be coming from. Everybody's different. There's always a situation somewhere, or is there? I don't know, right? But remember your boundaries. Remember who you are. Remember you don't have to be at someone's beck and call. And you don't have to apologize for any of that. You don't have to apologize to somebody because you wasn't there, or you know, you couldn't be there, or like, you know, or maybe you just don't want to be there. How about that? What about if someone just doesn't want to be, you just don't want to be there? And that's okay. That's okay. But what do? We go to guilt. We go to, oh no, I've let somebody down. Oh no, that person's unhappy with me. Oh no, they're going to walk away and reject me. Well, I tell you what, if someone is judging you on the fact that you wasn't there, I'm sorry, but where's the closeness with that? Because you're expected to be there, but have they been there for you? What about when you've asked them? Have they always been there for you? Have they always, you know, what about the times when, you know, they haven't? And, it, you know, again, it's looking at maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they couldn't at all. Maybe they had obligations themselves and it's not seen as a boundary there. It's not seen as something bad. Now, if someone's being outright just like really not showing up, not supporting you, and it's looking like, you know, you can tell, right? Then why are you doing it back? To hold on to what? To hold on to what? So I just wanted to put that out there, guys. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Because I can imagine it kind of affects a few people. Go and check out the YouTube channel if you would, please. Give a bit of a like and subscribe. Push it out there every Sunday right now. I don't know if I'm going to change the time, but every Sunday right now, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, US, and that's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. GMT time. On a Sunday, I do a live at those times, every Sunday at the minute. And we got a bit of a community turning up, and we all, you know, we do a little bit of breath work in there, and then we go into a chat. So go and hit me up, guys. Go and look. If you look in the bottom of the descriptions, it's got my link tree down there. Click on that and it's got everything. It's got all my Instagram and everything on there. So go and check it out, guys. Show me some love and support. And yeah, I do this. I put this out there off my own back. I put this out there because I would like to grow a community of PMA people, positive mental attitude, and help others in the process. That's why I do what I do here. Thanks, guys, for listening. Much love.